Santee is gearing up for summer with several community initiatives, but the shadow of the Finita Ranch ruling looms over the city's long-term planning. Let's start with the immediate community news. Residents and businesses can now submit entries for the new Patriotic Porch Contest in honor of America's 250th birthday celebration.
The contest judges creativity and patriotic spirit, with the top prize being a reserved canopy at the Santee Salute Celebration on July 4th at Town Center Park. It's exactly the type of community-building event that cities like Santee excel at, creating shared experiences that bring neighbors together.
But the infrastructure picture is more complex. Construction on the new Santee Community Center at 101 Riverwalk Drive is underway following the city's December 2025 approval of a $26.8 million contract with Barnhart Reese Construction. As a result, the YMCA footbridge is closed throughout the summer and YMCA parking is limited.
That construction impact affects the summer concert series that kicks off tomorrow night with the Pistol Blonde, a country band performing at Town Center Community Park East from 6:30 to 8 Sallard p.m. Free and family-friendly, but attendees should plan for parking challenges due to the ongoing construction.
The automated license plate reader proposal continues advancing through Santee's process ahead of tomorrow's city council meeting. It's a one-year pilot program costing $18,000 for six cameras that would plug into a growing countywide network and join existing readers at Las Colinas Detention Facility.
Privacy advocates have raised legitimate concerns about data retention and sharing with other agencies, while supporters cite improved crime investigation capability. This debate reflects a broader tension between public safety technology and civil liberties that communities across the region are grappling with.
The City of Santee and Santee School District co-hosted an e-bike forum at Santee City Hall on June 2nd. Examining e-bike safety and policies in light of rising youth ridership. With the last full day of school happening tomorrow, the Santee School District is wrapping up the 2025 to 2026 school year. Summer e-bike usage is about to increase significantly.
Families who haven't completed the annual information review re-enrollment process for the 2026 to 2027 school year need to contact the district at PUI or visit 9619 Cuyamaca Street. The Teen Center is hosting a last full day of school ice cream social tomorrow, and Teen Center operations officially open for summer starting June 12th.
Across East County, the San Diego Humane Society is hosting a free pet adoption event with hundreds of animals available at multiple campuses, including El Cajon. Separately, an older male chihuahua found running near Finita and Prospect was dropped at El Cajon Humane Society at 1373 N. Marshall Ave. Contact them if this might be your pet.
The Santee Lakes Free Concerts resume Thursday with Mia and the Dad Bods performing classic rock, pop, and dance from 5 to 7 p.m. at 9310 Finita Parkway. June 18th brings Journeyman, a Journey tribute band, to Town Center Community Park East at 6:30 p.m.
But circling back to the Finita Ranch ruling, this decision fundamentally alters Santee's development trajectory. The 2,638 acres that would have accommodated 3,008 homes will remain open space, at least for now. Environmental groups see this as a victory for wildfire safety and habitat preservation. The land has burned 65 times historically.
However, Santee still faces state housing mandates. The regional housing needs assessment doesn't change because one major development gets blocked. The city will need to identify alternative locations for growth or risk state intervention in local land use decisions.
The appellate court's finding that Santee undermined the state's system of land use regulation by attempting to increase density without voter approval under Measure N also has implications beyond this single project. It suggests courts are taking a harder line on local government attempts to circumvent voter-approved growth controls.
From a fiscal perspective, Santee was likely counting on Finita Ranch's property tax and development fee revenue to support city services and infrastructure investments. Blocking 3,008 homes means foregoing millions in annual property tax revenue and tens of millions in one-time development impact fees.
But here's where we should ask ourselves, what if we're wrong about the housing development versus environmental protection trade-off? Most coverage assumes this is simply a win for environmentalists and a loss for housing advocates. The strongest counterargument would be that large-scale development on fire-prone land actually increases regional housing costs by creating expensive infrastructure obligations and emergency response burdens that get passed on to all taxpayers.
That's a compelling point, Sarah. If you build 3,008 homes in an area that burns regularly, you're not just creating housing, you're creating long-term fire suppression costs, evacuation route requirements, and potentially emergency displacement costs when the inevitable fires occur.
The insurance implications alone could be staggering. If those 3,008 homes faced regular wildfire threats, insurance costs would likely be prohibitive for many buyers, potentially creating a neighborhood of underinsured properties that become public liabilities during disaster events.
And the environmental argument extends beyond just fire safety. That 2,638 acres provides watershed protection, habitat connectivity, and carbon sequestration that has quantifiable economic value. The question is whether we're accurately pricing those ecosystem services against the housing benefits.
If we're wrong about this being simply a housing loss, here's what to watch for. Santee's next moves on alternative development sites. Whether the city can meet its housing obligations through infill and redevelopment rather than greenfield expansion, and whether other East County cities start facing similar legal challenges to their growth plans.